Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Promo Show!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome. Oh, it's the best day of the week, Natch. It's Friday! Pow, 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 pow. Oh, God, thank God we made it, dude. Actually, you know, a good week this week. Productive, a lot of work done. Natch has been killing it. You've been killing it this week, dude. With all the editing and recording for the book. My God. My God, Natch is a bit of a superstar over here. Like grinding. Grinding away. What's your plans for the weekend, man?
I have a lunch on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice,
Mom's
nice.
Birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
It was on the 6th of March. Okay.
Well, happy belated birthday to the mother of the Oracle. I don't even know who that is. That's Gaia, spirit of the earth. So happy birthday to Natchez, mum. Ah, nice. I've got barbecue on Sunday. Looking forward to that, you know. Eating some... I'm not the cook. I'm not the king of the barbecue. As we all know, the king of the barbecue or queen is the person in front of the grill. Which is good because I'm not very good at barbecuing, to be honest. But yeah, I'm so looking forward to hanging out with friends, outside, fresh air, or as close, or an approximation to fresh air as you can get in Madrid. Friday, tonight and tomorrow with Izzy. Oh, dude, I've got such a good weekend plans. So looking forward to it. A big good morning to everyone joining us in the chat. We've got Vero here who says good morning. Beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. Good morning to you, Vero. We've also got Nuriatam, Bridge, and Mary, many, many more coming in the chat with us, but not saying anything. Good morning to you, lurkers. No Texas barbecue, not a Texas barbecue, Rob. No, it is not a Texas barbecue, more of a New York barbecue. I'm going to go see my good friend, Alberto Alonso. There will be a few other hosts of On Radio shows just kicking back. Very, very, very much looking forward to it, man. It's going to be the highlight of this month for me. I'm really looking forward to it. Let's see what's coming up in the show, shall we? Because as you know, I thoroughly tortured those elves this morning. Oh, poor little guys. And they gave us one hell of a program. Let's see, in today's 100 Humans, we asked people to name a reason you might apologize to your wife or husband. Nombra un razón o un motivo. I don't know which is more appropriate here. Por la que podrías disculparte con tu esposa, marido. Why is it handcuff, right? For my international listeners, the Spanish word for wife is handcuff. Spanish word for husband? Husband. Husband, I now pronounce you husband and handcuff. Aye. Can you not say esposo?
Yes, you can.
Ah, you can? Pues, ala. We're going to be more progressive on this show, Natch. Esposa o esposo? Name a reason you might have to apologize. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out what one of the world's biggest adult websites is banning. What, where, who it is banning. And today's unpopular opinion. Oh, it's a good one today. I think we're going to have a lively, fun discussion today. You don't have to forgive. No tienes que perdonar. You don't have to forgive to move on. Para seguir adelante. Or pasar la página, would you say? To move on, to get on with your life?
Pasar página.
Pasar página. Appropriate use of that idiomatic phrase, Natch? Is that appropriate? Pasar página?
Yes.
Oh, dude. All right.
Nivelazo.
Your boy's on fire with his Spanish this morning. Nuriatam, good morning, she says. The Bridge, good morning, Rob. Una razón o un motivo. Thank you, Vero. Nivelazo for you.
Wow, qué nivelazo.
I feel like the chat is even more on fire than I am this morning, Natch. All right. But all that said, friends, I'm here, you're here, the Oracle is here. Let's go ahead and see what's going on in the world, shall we? Let's dive into the world of tech, particularly the website or the application, TikTok. Are you using TikTok? Do you have a TikTok profile?
I think I did one once, but no.
But never looked at it.
Never
again.
Looked.
You know what's clever? Well, you know what Meta do is basically just steal the best ideas of other websites, incorporate them into. It's like stories used to be Snapchat, reels are TikToks. So yeah, of course, people are just kind of, the people who aren't using TikTok are probably using Instagram reels. Yeah. Well, yeah, interesting. As you know, there's been a constant back and forth in legislation in the US and a little bit here in Europe too. With regards to banning TikTok, worries, concerns there over TikTok being Chinese owned, and worries over the government influence in the app and the data that it collects. I've kind of made the statement before that you know I'm European. You think I'm equally as I'm equally as okay with China having my best personal info as I am with the United States. So let's face it, TikTok aren't doing anything more malicious than Facebook, Meta, Google, you know? Anyway, so here we go. Young Democrats sound the alarm. Dan Vos Alta, de alarma? I don't know. The Young Democrats sound the alarm, banning TikTok before the election. Jóvenes Democratas dan la voz de alarma sobre la prohibición de TikTok antes de las elecciones. The article discusses concerns among young Democrats about the potential political repercussions of a bipartisan bill aimed at banning TikTok, particularly regarding its impact on young voter engagement. Look at that. For one time, the Democrats and the Republicans agree on something. And yeah, and we're saying, no! I have my feelings about this. It is true. It may be kind of maybe a bad idea to do this right now in the election cycle. Democratic strategists and allies are warning that banning TikTok, a platform used by, get this, nearly two-thirds of Americans under 30 are using TikTok. My God. Could alienate young voters, a critical demographic already frustrated with President Biden, especially due to his handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict. The bill, prompted by national security concerns, requires TikTok's Chinese owner to sell the app or face a ban. Yeah, they're concerned that, you know, that Chinese government is in our pockets. Natch. Do they know who make the phones? Are they aware who's making these things? Like the whole phone, not just one app on it. Is it just me, or does it seem a little bit counterproductive? Do American big tech companies have just a really powerful lobbying arm? I am so dubious about this news, man. I am so dubious. Because if that's the case, all right, well, you know, ban mobile phones made in China, right? Who are making the components? There's something, I don't know. I feel like there's something to this news we're all missing. You know, we need to be involved in those backroom meetings to really know. Let's see. Decoy is here. She says, good morning, people. Democratas. Oh, sorry, Bridge. Bad pronunciation on my part. Thank you, teachers. Bontoy, my morning, Rob and friends. Las Fallas on the go. Oh, it's Las Fallas in Valencia. Oh, have a good time, man. Gemma's here. Good morning, guys. Just entered to wish you a happy weekend. Thank you, Gemma. Happy weekend to you, too. Happy Fallas, says Vero. So yeah, I feel like there's something missing with this news that we won't become aware of. Gen Z Congress member Republican Maxwell Frost and others argue that this could hinder the Democrats' ability to communicate with young voters and mobilize them for the upcoming election. Despite these concerns, there's acknowledgement within the party that national security must be prioritized. God forbid China gets hold of those dancing videos of ours, Natch. God forbid. They see me dancing to the Macarena. They may, from that, assert the nuclear accords. I don't know, man. There's something weird with that news, but whatever. All right, let's get into the next piece of news. Netflix fans, So Netflix CEO, el CEO, as you say here in Spanish, el jefazo. The Netflix CEO stands against AI, artificial intelligence, and supports filmmakers being irreplaceable. Love this news. El CEO de Netflix se opone a la inteligencia artificial, apoya que los cineastas, oh, thanks, Natch, sean insustituibles. Oof, no, that was bad. That was bad.
Insustituibles.
Insustituibles. My God. That was... Yeah, no, I at the final hurdle, Natch. I was in first place. Everyone else behind me. And I tripped on the final hurdle. God damn it. Insustituibles. All right. Jeez. I'm not repeating that word ever again in my entire life. The Netflix CEO, Ted Sarandos, has expressed a nuanced stance regarding the use of artificial intelligence within the platform's content creation process. While there is some support for the implementation of AI technologies, Sarandos has made a clear commitment to not replace human creatives with AI. This position indicates a balance between embracing new technological advancements and preserving the irreplaceable value of human creativity in filmmaking. The impact of AI on the industry remains uncertain, and there are debates about its appropriateness in the creative process. However, Sarandos, his approach is notably pro-creative compared to other film industry executives, suggesting a cautious yet open attitude towards the integration of AI in content creation. Good. I think we should all be taking that stance, personally. Especially Hollywood. You know those big strikes where Hollywood just couldn't say, you know, let's just pay actors and writers what they earn, what they should earn. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I feel like, you know, I feel like a little bit there is a certain inevitability of AI creeping more and more into the entertainment industry. Already there are whole cottage industries involved in scanning actors' bodies. And when I say actors, I don't mean like big actors. I mean like background actors, scanning their bodies, copying their voices, being paid a one-time fee so they can, so another external company owns those digital assets to then rent those to studios. Terrifying stuff, man. I certainly don't think AI should be invited. I was thinking a little more about that news we did yesterday of authors speaking out against AI on AI books on Amazon. And the more I think about it, the more I let that ruminate, the more I'm in total agreement. You know, the... I think we should, it should be much more clearly labeled if something's generated by AI. I think there should be a second character helped by AI or 100% artisanal, fresh, direct from a human's brain into your hands, you know? And I want the same kind of, I want that same kind of transparency when it comes to films, you know? Who did the storyboard for this film? Was it a cinematographer or did you just type in some prompts into OpenAI's DALL-E? You know, who wrote the script here? Who wrote the storyline and the prompt? Or the plot, sorry. Yeah, interesting news and from an interesting place. The platform that almost killed cinema is, or at least the movie-going experience, is making a stand for filmmakers. I approve. And we would be remiss to continue the show, given that we talk so much about tech and science, without taking a quick look at the landmark AI law brought into effect by Europe. The EU approves a landmark AI law leapfrogging, adelantándose, leapfrogging, it's kind of like to take over, leapfrogging the US to regulate worrying new technology. The La Unión Europea, wow, my pronunciation today, Natch. Let's just pretend I didn't say that. Apruebe una ley histórica sobre la inteligencia artificial adelantándose a los Estados Unidos para regular la preocupante nueva tecnología. The European Union has passed a groundbreaking law to regulate artificial intelligence, setting a global precedent and outpacing the US in addressing the challenges posed by this emerging technology. I think Europe is pretty much leapfrogging the US on all aspects of data protection. In all aspects of technology, can I say that? Let me just think. Am I justified in saying that? I think so. You know those little pop-ups you get on all your websites saying, do you want this website to collect your data or not? Thanks, EU. You know the fewer spam messages you're getting in your inbox? Thanks, EU. That's not me being anti-America, by the way. That's me being pro-Europe. Anyway, let's continue. The new legislation bans certain uses of AI deemed unacceptable. And boy, have we seen some unacceptable uses of AI recently, such as social scoring systems and biometric tools that infer personal attributes like race or political beliefs. It also restricts AI applications in sensitive areas like education. This is brilliant. Education, hiring, and government services, categorizing them as high risk and subjecting them to stringent transparency and operational requirements. My only worry here is, if AI is not included into the classroom, does that mean European kids fall behind the rest of the world? How do you feel about that, Natch?
I don't know. I was looking for some thing here. Yeah,
because I don't have a horse in a race. You see, I don't have kids. You know what I mean? I think a more progressive approach in education to the inclusion of AI and using AI in the classroom, I would welcome that a little bit, so as kids don't fall behind. What's AI going to become like? Some extracurricular activity? Are we going to pretend that kids aren't going to use AI when doing their homework? Do you know what I mean? It feels a little bit naive to me, I think. But anyway, there you have it. Let's continue. Additionally, the law mandates clear labeling of AI-generated deepfakes to combat misinformation and election interference. This legislation, I'm all for that. This legislation, which will take effect in approximately 2 years, reflects the EU's proactive approach to the rapid development and deployment of AI technologies. And that contrasts sharply to the rest of the world. So congratulations on the EU. Let's see how that shakes out, though, and how restrictive these new laws are. How are we doing out there? Sam's with us. How are you doing, Sam? Weekend? Yeah, thank God. Insustituibles. Oh, you made me say it again, Vero. Carmen's with us. Morning, folks. Just lurking today. No worries. Fias equals fires, says Decoy. It does. Yeah, they have some big fires over there in Valencia to celebrate. Is it to celebrate Easter? The coming of Easter? It's an Easter thing, right? I don't know what Fias is about. I mean, we don't forget, like, if you're looking for a reason behind Spanish festivals, there is also a festival where people throw tomatoes at each other. You know what I mean? the DP dive for meaning, the crazier you become. So if you want some advice from a foreigner that's lived here for 20 years, you know, just accept it and enjoy the fun time. All right, let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, today's unpopular opinion, today's brain fart, today's pedo cerebral, pedo mental is you don't have to forgive to move on. No tienes que perdonar para seguir adelante. You don't have to forgive in order to move on. Pasar página. You know? In order to get on with your life and forget about the hurt, it's not necessary to forgive, true or false. Vero here immediately says, there are things that can't be forgiven, but time teaches us that moving on is the best way to forgive and forget. Time heals every wound. Interesting. Well, as always, friends, I thoroughly tortured those poor Proboshaw elves, and they provided us with some pros and cons with regards to this issue, so let's get into them. So in the pro column, agreeing that you don't have to forgive to move on. Healing and moving on from hurt is a deeply personal process that varies from one individual to another. Some people find closure and peace without necessarily forgiving the perpetrator. Focusing instead on understanding, accepting what happened, and working through their emotions independently. Self-empowerment. Choosing not to forgive can be an act of self-empowerment and boundary setting, especially in cases of severe betrayal or abuse. It can symbolize self-respect and the assertion that certain actions are unacceptable, thereby reclaiming control over one's emotional well-being. There are various ways to cope with and overcome past hurts without forgiveness, such as therapy, mindfulness, and self-care practices. Oh, God. Yeah. Feeling particularly annoyed, you know, remember to breathe. Apparently, that's the way. These can help individuals process their feelings and find their inner peace and move forward without necessarily forgiving the offender. Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I'm kind of being quite glib, but yeah, there's a lot of truth. The notion that forgiveness is a prerequisite for moving on can add unnecessary pressure and guilt on those who are struggling to forgive, potentially hindering their healing process. Recognizing that it's possible to move on without forgiveness can alleviate this pressure and facilitate a healthy recovery. Oof. Kind of a tough one today, because there are certain acts that can't be forgiven. You know, imagine someone murders a family member or some kind of sexual assault or something like that. How do you forgive that? You have to move on, though. But then there are other instances, right, with more minor things that could happen, minor affronts offered to you by a stranger or maybe someone in your social circle that you can forgive, and maybe it is healthier to forgive. Let Valencianos in the audience speak, but I'd say Fias is about Moors and Christians. Oh, really? I had no idea. Okay, let's get into the con side of the argument, saying forgiveness is crucial for moving on. You need to forgive to move on. Here we go. In the first point, forgiveness is often seen as a crucial step in the healing process because it allows individuals to let go of a lingering anger, resentment, and bitterness. This emotional release can lead to a greater sense of peace and closure, enabling individuals to truly move forward. Holding on to anger and resentment can keep individuals tied to the person or situation that hurt them, creating a cycle of negative emotions. Forgiveness can break this cycle, freeing the individual from the power the offender holds of their emotional well-being. I'm a big believer in that. Like the first... there are people who have hurt me and... or offended me in ways. Like, I once walked out of a job in a pretty dramatic manner. I won't say what the company was. But I kind of walked out of the job, told the CEO where he can shove it, and just walked out. And then about a year later, I went for a beer with him. Just a weird, random kind of chance meeting. I'm like, do you want to go for a beer? Yeah, we went for a beer. And in that moment, Once I robbed him of the power that he had over me psychologically, of this man offending me, and kind of just saw him as a human and we met as equals, you know, a lot of that anxiety, a lot of that hurt and pain just disappeared, melted away. I don't know the answer to this one, because again, there's forgiveness. There are certain acts that can be forgiven and perhaps certain acts that can't. What's more important here, forgiveness, justice, or just moving on? Is one necessary? I don't know. I'm hoping you do, my friends. Let's see. I got a ton of messages with regards to this. And to forgive is not to forget, says Gabriella. She says to forgive is not to forget. I don't know. But isn't in its nature forgiveness? Don't you have to kind of, in some way let it live in the past in order to really forgive and move on. Is forgetting more important than forgiving? That's an interesting point. Wow, you guys are on fire. Noemi on Instagram says, it's not essential, but forgiveness can be an important part of moving on as it allows you to release negative emotions and free yourself from those heavy feelings of resentment. Regrets can interfere with your life and decisions. That's from Noemi on Instagram. Again, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Professional Bohemian, Bohemio Profesional, or join me here on twitch.tv/Professional Bohemian to join in the show live. Interesting opinions here. We're talking about forgiveness. Is forgiveness crucial for moving on? Or is the fact that you don't have to forgive in order to move on with your life? I'm asking you. You'll tell me in a moment in the chat. Let's find out. All right, my friends, we have to go to a quick commercial break. So many things you could have been doing this morning. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. I'll see you in a few minutes. Hey, guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram at professionalbohemian or Twitter at probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. How are you doing out there, folks? It's currently 9 a.m. Central European time, and you're joining us live on the Probo Show, unless, of course, you are one of the angelic, beautiful, sexy podcast downloaders, more and more of you every day, and I love you guys. MJ Symbols with us says, can't wait to listen to you offline. Because, you know, when you listen, you become one of those angelic podcast listeners. Oh, let's see, who else do we have in the chat? BTI says, the Moors and the Catholics is another celebration in many towns in the region of Valencia, but it's a different one, she says. He says, I did do a little search. Apparently, Las Fallas, the origin of the festival, we're talking about Las Fallas in Valencia, a traditional Spanish festival that's celebrated in March. The origin of the festival goes back to the tradition of improvising bonfires with old furniture to celebrate the arrival of spring. And it also coincides with the celebration of Saint Joseph's Day, the patron saint of carpenters. There you go. There's a little origin of Las Fallas. Oh my God, dude. We're on fire today. Oh. All right, let's dig into what we just looked at in the first half of the show. We spent a little time talking about TikTok and the potential ban of TikTok in the US. Then we looked at the Netflix CEO taking a stand against AI, artificial intelligence, and supporting filmmakers as being irreplaceable in the movie industry. And then finally, the landmark new law approved by the EU to restrict AI in certain sectors and certain uses. Let's see how that rolls out. Are we being naive? Are we trying to fight against the march of progress? Or is this necessary? It's an interesting topic. Maybe we'll make an unpopular opinion of it one day. All right. And then we moved on to today's unpopular opinion, which is you don't have to forgive to move on. No tienes que perdonar para seguir adelante. All right. So I did ask people on Instagram before we posted the poll. Oh, you know what I didn't do, Natch? I didn't post the poll on for our live people. What's happening today? Until it's Friday. So I did ask people on Instagram their opinions, and they said, what did they say? They said 80% true. A lot of people voted on this one. 80% true. You don't have to forgive to move on. But are we kind of missing an essential element here? The poll is live in the chat. You can vote there now. You don't have to forgive to move on. So 80% of people said true on Instagram. But surely there is an essential ingredient to moving on. You know, is that forgiveness? Is that the passage of time, or for the want of a better word, forgetting? You know, I'm a bit of a crossroads on this one, because I'm a big believer in forgiveness, giving people second, third, fourth chances. Even quite often when people think I'm an idiot for doing so. Yeah, but what is the limit? You know, and where does personal growth get hindered? On both parts, on parts of the offender and the offendee, if forgiveness is always kind of the go-to, you know, the go-to solution to problems. Interesting stuff. Let's see what people said on Instagram. I did get a few messages here on Instagram. Ellie, from a therapeutic perspective, forgiveness isn't always necessary to move on. Healing is a personal journey. If forgiving helps, cool. If not, that's okay too. Thank you, Ellie. Marcus, moving on is about putting yourself first. You don't have to forgive to get ahead. Okay, Nina. To err is human, to forgive is divine. Do you have a similar phrase in Spanish, Natch? I think that's a biblical one.
Imagino. Yeah. I don't know.
To err is human, to forgive is divine. But I also think it's not mandatory for moving on. Education teaches us that understanding and learning from the situation is more crucial. Oof, that's a great comment, Nina. Yeah, I mean, look, in order to move on, I think it's helpful from every negative situation to see the silver lining, even though on the surface it's usually quite hard to find, right? Especially if you've been wronged by someone and you'd maybe need to forgive. A little bit of empathy, maybe. Maybe understanding the other person's perspective, the life of the other person. Even though I'm in the vast minority here, I kind of do think forgiveness is an essential component. Although maybe perhaps not necessary for everyone and in every situation. Final comment I got here was from Alex. Man, life's too short to hold grudges. But it's also too short to do things that don't feel right. If you want to forgive, if you don't want to forgive, then don't. Move on in your own way. Errar es humano, perdonar es divino, says Vero. Nivelazo for you. Thank you.
Nivelazo.
Wow, Natch had a cola cow instead of a coffee this morning. let's see. Where's the poll? I refreshed the page. Sorry. It's there now. My God, you guys are on fire with the voting. You can vote. You still have time to vote if you want to in the chat right now, guys. The Bridge. Wow. Robbie's taking information to another level, providing us with Spanish cultural knowledge. You're welcome. Top 100 on, well, not anymore, but we were in the top 100 of comedy podcasts in Spain, making me an expert on Spanish language and culture. Oh my God, I'm going to get messages about that. All right, anyway. So yeah, I mean, it's an interesting topic, right? Because I kind of, you know, how many friends do you know that are still kind of angry with someone or something or some entity over some slight that happened years ago? I know people, I can name people. Oh, I don't talk to her. Do you remember when she did this? Oh, I don't talk to him. He did this to me, or he did this to my friend. You know, and they carry that bitterness around with them, you know, like luggage. There is a certain lightness of emotional weight when you are quick to forgive, I think. Although not everything can be forgiven, right? I mean, I'm thinking here about the end of a relationship, you know. You tend to be left with, well, immediately left with the negativity that's the hangover of all the bad things that happened that led to the breakup. And then eventually those fade away, right? And you're left with the good memories, or at least the ones that aren't so negative. But in order to take that step, to turn that, what could be a potential kind of ugly kind of end to a relationship and perhaps turn it into a friendship, forgiveness is involved, you know? And what's the point in creating more enemies for yourself in this life? What's the point in making life harder for yourself? Because at the end of the day, if you are hurt by someone, you're the one who carries the weight of that bitterness around with you. Sometimes forgiveness is kind of the best medicine. But that's not the topic here, is it? The topic here is whether it's necessary to forgive to move on. So let's see what you guys said. I made the statement, you don't have to forgive to move on. And you guys said 100% true. 100% true. My God. My God. Yeah, whereas I do believe, I'm kind of with you guys on this, I do believe it's not necessary to move on. There are people who've slighted me and hurt me deeply in life. You know, I have, you know, I have a fame for maintaining in contact and friends with a whole slew of ex-partners, people who have wronged me in the past. And I've forgiven them and we've developed relationships from there and, you know, and quite wholesome and rewarding ones at that. But I don't think it's necessary to move on. I kind of agree with you. Whereas I do believe it's probably the most healthy course of action, probably not the most necessary. Moving on requires time, requires leaving the past a little bit in the past, learning your lessons, trying to see the bright side in what happened and getting on with your life. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He'd say, Rob, that's just your opinion, and opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one, and they all stink. let's see. Unpopular opinion, Fias should disappear, says Sam. Why? Do people not like the Fias? Tell me. Making mistakes is human. Forgiving is divine. Exactly, Vero. I forgive you for that comment. This Sam. Forgiveness all around now, right now. All right, let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Okay, it was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name a reason you might apologize to your wife or husband. Nombra una razón por la que podrías disculparte con tu esposa o esposo. All right. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. Name reasons you might disculparte, apologize to your wife or husband. A big thank you to everyone who interacted on Instagram. Chica de la Segunda Fila, Thelia, Ras, aka Rosa, Ravdos, Pilar, that's all folks, Vero, Nessa Fanessa, Gemma Racino, Pedro, Ana Casan, Materia Oscura, Izzy, Juan Areo, Carmen, and many, many more. Some good ones here. Materia Oscura speaking directly to my heart says, eating the last frozen pizza. Unforgivable. That's isn't that cause for divorce? I think so. You know, there's a golden rule, like with toilet roll. If you use the last of it, you replace it. Done, right? All right, let's go to the Oracle for the first answer to this question. Name a reason you might apologize to your wife or husband.
Because you cheated on him or her.
Cheating. Engañar. Poner los cuernos. Oh, Natch. Come on. Alright guys, see you later. I'm going home. That was brilliant. Engañar, poner los cuernos. Cheating. Is cheating there? Vero agrees with you, says infidelity here in the audience. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Cheating. Very, very good. Second most popular answer with 17 of 100 humans saying cheating. All right, let's see. Forgetting their anniversary, says Decoy in the chat. Forgetting their anniversary. Is forgetting an anniversary there? Yeah, we're going to give it to you. Well done, Decoy. Forgetting is there. Olvidar de algo. Forgetting something, forgetting an anniversary, forgetting. Well done. Third most popular answer, 16 of 100 humans said forgetting. Juan Areo also said cheating. A whole bunch of people saying leaving the toilet seat up. That was kind of an epic episode back then, Natch. We should maybe revisit, you know, whether the toilet seat should be up or down, even though it's quite conclusive. Yeah, Pedro and Izzy both said leaving the toilet seat up. Let's see. Rosa says farting. Rosa, can I tell you something? Never apologize for that. I don't think I've ever apologized for farting. Do you apologize for farting in the house, Natch?
No.
Come on. You crack a window. Anyway, whatever. Where are we? Let's see. They finished the milk or coffee in the morning. They finished the milk or the coffee in the morning. I can't give it. No, sorry. No, it's not there. Forgetting a birthday or an anniversary. We've had that one. Let's take a look in the chat, shall we? Someone jumping down their throat, says Ravdos. Jumping down their throat because you had a hard day at work. Ravdos on Instagram. Jumping down their throat means to yell and shout with not much reason, just because you've had a bad day. Is yelling there? Yes, it is. Gritar, yelling is there. Sixth most popular answer. Well done. Thelia here says hormones. Thelia, if I said that, I'd be lynched. She says hormones are stronger than my want of peace. All right, Thelia, that's a great one. Hormones, it isn't there, obviously. But great answer. Pilar, that's all folks, also said infertility, as did Ravdos as well. Not appreciating their efforts, says Nessa Vanessa. Not appreciating their efforts. Being neglectful, right? Neglecting them. You know, they're putting in a lot of effort. You don't say anything. You kind of... We're all a little bit guilty of neglecting. Is that something you would apologize for? Yes, it is. Well done. Yeah. All right, let's see. So, Annika-san also on Instagram said something tangentially connected to neglecting. You should apologize for not telling him you are grateful for what he does for you every day. That's a beautiful comment. You guys. Here we are at the Probo Show, making the world and relationships better every day. One day at a time, Natch. All right, let's continue. Let's see. There are only three more that you haven't managed to get. Sam says hitting the car. The bridge also says breaking the car. I'm feeling like there's a story behind this. Is breaking the car there? No, it's not. There are three more to get. Okay, so let's start at the number seven answer. This, I imagine, is not a big deal in Spain because everybody does it. You know, you want everybody to be somewhere at a certain time, you tell them half an hour before. What is something you might have to apologize to your wife or husband about? What do you think, Natch?
Be late.
Being late. Lateness. Tardanza. Well done. Lateness there. 500 humans, seventh place. Every Spanish person listening right now going, what, really? People apologize for that? All right, in fourth place, we've had yelling, but that's just one directional. There might be another thing, which is kind of yelling, but two people doing it at each other. What am I looking for here? What do you think?
Arguing,
discutir. Well done, sir. Arguing is there. It is the fourth most popular answer, with 15 of 100 humans saying they would apologize to their wife or husband for arguing or for maybe starting arguments. I think the 100 humans might have meant there. All right, one more left. There's only one more left, and for me, probably the most obvious answer here. Something that I've said in the past, everybody does. We agree it's a bad thing, yet we all do it. We all do it. Let's see. Sam says, forgetting to buy food for the house. Well done. Sam also said arguing. Well done. Well done. You got that one. All right. So there's one thing. Everybody does it. If you're a fan of the TV show House, he famously said this. Everybody does this. In English, you can have white ones. What am I talking about, Natch?
Lying.
Lying. Well done, Mentir. 21 of 100 humans said lying is a reason you would apologize to your wife or husband. A white lie es un mentira pequeña. I think you have a word for white lie, right, Natch?
Mentira piadosa.
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 Piadosa. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So I asked 100 humans to name a reason you might apologize to your wife or husband. In position number
7,
we had lateness. Tardanza. You're maybe going to arrive somewhere late, or your partner arrives late somewhere. You've been waiting for half an hour. Sorry, I'm feeling some of my own personal anxiety rising now. All right. And that was there in position number 7. In position number
6,
with 9 of 100 humans yelling, shouting, gritar. Got to apologize for that, not nice behavior. In position number
5,
neglect. Descuidar, neglect. Are they doing things all the time? Are they showing you signs that you're maybe not seeing? Are you being a neglectful partner? Something to pay attention to. Neglect. 11 of 100 humans said that one. In position number
4,
arguing. 15 of 100 humans. You know, I was raised in what is primarily an Italian household. And I think the Italian love language is arguing. Unless it's over like 3 decibels, they're not really talking. I can say these things because I am half Italian. It's racist if you say it. Arguing there. 15 of 100 humans. In position number
3.
Forgetting, you know, anniversaries, forgetting to buy something, just being forgetful. 16 of 100 humans in third place, well done. In position number
2,
cheating. Oof. Engañar, poner los cuernos, something sadly I'm all too familiar with. 17 of 100 humans said cheating. And finally, in position number
1,
21 of 100 humans said this one, it was lying. Well done. My God, friends. How did you guys get so clever? A big thank you to all of you on Instagram who continually send me these messages. You guys are killing it. Killing it. Let's move on to today's Complete the News.
Complete the News.
Oh boy, we have a good one for today. What is Complete the News? I'm going to give you a real, an honest-to-goodness real news headline. This time from Gizmodo.com. I'm going to give you a real news headline, but I will leave out some important information. News headline, un titular. I will leave out some important information, and I will give you 3 options, A, B, or C. Using one of those 3 options, you will complete the news. Okay, a good one today. It's a good one today. So if all of you watching who haven't participated yet, this is your moment. All you have to write, A, B, or C. Here we go. So one of the largest adult websites, Pornhub. You've probably never heard of it, at least if your partner's listening with you. Pornhub bans blank. What is it banned? Is it A, movie parodies? Parodias de películas. Is it B, adult animated videos? Videos animados para adultos. B, adult animated videos. I believe they call it hentai. I don't know. Or is it C, Texas? Texas. Pornhub bans blank. Is it A, movie parodies? Parodias de películas. Is it B, adult animated videos? Videos animados para adultos. Or is it C, Texas? A, B, or C? Pornhub has banned something. But what have they banned? A, B, or C? Well, the chat is slow to react on this one. They don't know. Okay, the answers are coming in. One brave person. So what has Pornhub banned? A, movie parodies. B, adult animated videos. Or C, Texas. What do you think, Natch? Where are you landing on this
B.
one? You think B, adult animated videos. Reasonable answer. Reasonable answer. The chat is tied between B and C. As we know, when there is no consensus, if Natch gets it right, Natch wins, which means he's won this week. Let's see. Let's see who's who has the reason. ¿Quién tiene razón? Let's see who's right. Here we go. Pornhub bans. The answer is C, Texas. Yeah. A weird news headline, but true nonetheless. Pornhub and its affiliated sites have become inaccessible to residents of Texas following a lawsuit from the state's Attorney General, Ken Paxton. The lawsuit was filed due to the failure of ILO, Pornhub's parent company, to comply with Texas's age verification law, which requires adult websites to verify that users are of legal age through digital identification. The law, effective since last September, aims to restrict access to adult content for minors. Which I don't think is a bad thing, eh? I know Texas has gotten quite a lot of pushback on this, but really, is it that bad a thing? Can we not be a little bit reasonable here and say, you know, maybe kids don't need to be looking at this stuff, you know. Anyway, there we go, guys. That music means we are rushing headfirst towards the end of this week's Pro Bowl shows. And boy, have we had a good time. Next week, guys, we're going to have a couple of Pro Bowl show after darks. I know you all enjoy those, where our American audience can actually get into the action. Sam says, bye, guys. Enjoy your barbecue, Rob. Thank you, Sam. And happy St. Patrick's Day. We celebrate everything. Yes, we do. Oh, my God. Yeah, hopefully we'll have a good St. Patrick's Day celebration, guys. Don't get too drunk. Be safe out there. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning, an infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you next time.